rival popularity, they are still keeping faith with the Ghanaian people in terms of the pledges you made to the Ghanaian people. And one of such pledges, Mr. President, was that you will hand over the University of Ghana Medical Center to the University of Ghana to support the teaching of medicine and research, and to position the institution as an institution of excellence. Today, Mr. President, we are here to hear the committee presenting its report. Without prejudice, Mr. President, we will, after you hear from the committee chair, make appropriate recommendations to you, Mr. President, to constitute probably an interim management committee of 9 to oversee the University of Ghana Medical Center, but under the absolute control and supervision of the University of Ghana. So to you, gentlemen of the media, President Mahama promised to cut the size of government. He's done that. From whatever 120 or 88 to 98 to 60 to 58 years. He promised to establish the Mahama Care to deal with other communicable diseases under the sector. He's honored that. But Mr. President, at the time that you are meeting the University of Ghana and academia, I understand that there's an ongoing strike action. Let me use opportunity to call on our friends in academia that one, President Mahama is honoring his word. He's giving you unfettered what the Constitution guarantees as academic freedom. He's giving it to you absolute that he will not interfere with the freedom of the university. I do not think that we are reciprocating the gesture kind enough of President Mahama. So may I use this opportunity to call on the striking senior staff members and members of UTAC to call off the strike action. Understandably, you have two legitimate issues. One, outstanding payment of tier 2 pensions. That has been done partly. We inherited about 1 billion. As of this afternoon, the controller had paid about 396 million Ghana cedis, leaving about 600, and that is also in process. The President, I met with the Honorable Minister for Finance and Controller, and we agreed to work the process to get it done. On the other matter, Mr. President, I'll be coming back to you on the retirement per the provisions of the Constitution on the retirement age of 60 and allowing those of them in academia to be able to end the academic calendar without any disruption, for which senior members of the university are requesting same. But today, Mr. President, my task is a very simple one, is to thank your committee on your behalf for the yeoman's job they have done. And probably as you hear their recommendations, Mr. President, will be guided how you want it done. So, distinguished ladies and gentlemen and colleagues gathered here, today, President Mahama, as I said, is re-establishing his name as a steward of honor. He pledged that he would hand over UGMC and Deputy Minister for Health from Ghana Health Service to University of Ghana. Thankfully, Minister said he will be here to support us whilst we see to the approval of your formula and that of Mahama Care in Parliament. Thank you, Mr. President.